Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm great. As always, we want our listeners to know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we also mean that after a while, you don't need to come see us if you follow our diet and lifestyle recommendations. Of course, with all the stress that you experience, you will probably have to come in for a tune-up once in a while, just like you tune up your car. If you tune up your car every 5,000 miles, why wouldn't you tune up your body? Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com, which is drtong.com. We can recap a little bit of who we talked about last week.
Yeah. Two incredible cases.
Two incredible cases. Actually, these two people have nine lives. Jacob had a closed head injury back in 1995. He was 15 years old. Had three craniotomies where they open up your skull to look at the damage of the brain. After his second craniotomy, he actually fell into a self-induced coma for 4 months to the point where the doctors wanted his mother to donate his organs. His mother, of course, refused and said, please give me your last shot. What is the last resort? Put him on a sodium pentothal drip. And within 5 to 6 days, he miraculously woke up. Of course, by then, he was completely atrophied. He hadn't been walking or anything in 4 months. Went through extensive occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy. Was in a wheelchair for 12 to 13 years, but actually eventually was able to walk again, but had a severe left side paralysis and also had constant headaches and migraines.
A lot of pain everywhere,
yeah. Yes. So he came to see us, and after the first treatment, actually, he had no more pain. No pain, no headaches, no migraines. And he also was diagnosed, actually, with seizure disorder, was put on a whole grocery list of seizure meds, and he said, actually, after he stopped taking the seizure meds, the seizures went away, which we hear that a lot now lately.
Yeah.
Within the first two treatments, after the second treatment, he was dreaming again. He had very, very severe problems with insomnia. He would take medication, would doze in and out for an hour or two, but would constantly wake up. And actually, after the second treatment, he said he was dreaming again and sleeping 4 to 6 hours, waking up completely rested. He said he felt euphoric, probably because he hasn't slept in 12 to 13 years. So amazing. Jeez, story, yes. Amazing story. He's getting more feeling in his left hand, and the range of motion actually is better. I mean, he still has a long way to go, but within three treatments, just incredible improvement, and he is very, very excited to continue.
Mentally, he feels like more like a human being.
Right. His body awareness, everything has improved. And then we also had with us Daoud, a very, very touching story. He came to us 10 years ago when he was in his 50s, going through a very, very hard time in his life because he was playing tennis and started to have very severe symptoms of cold intolerance. He was wearing long johns in the summer, problems with prostatitis where he had to get up 12 times at night to go to the bathroom.
Burning
on urination, severe mood swings, depression, just really at the end of his rope. And within 4 to 5 treatments, consistent treatments, he was playing competitive tennis again in a
boundless energy,
100-degree hot weather and humidity, playing.
And he was wearing shorts in the winter. And then training 6 days a week. You know, it sounds incredible, but that's what he was doing.
But that's what happened. So he stopped coming for quite a few years, and 3 years ago had a heart attack, and he said he was basically dead for 5 days. They had to chill his body, and miraculously, he also woke up, and he had open-heart surgery. And then a year later, he had another heart attack and finally remembered, oh, why don't I go see Dr. Tong? Came back to see, and at that, by that time, after the second heart attack, he was afraid to do anything. His doctors had told him, don't exercise, don't break a sweat, you know. And he actually also had a defibrillator put into his chest.
Mm-hmm.
So within, he said, 2 months of treatments, actually, he has boundless energy again, exercising again, breaking a sweat, juicing, and he's feeling like he did before. And his partner also came to see us, 2 treatments, and she has boundless energy now, too. Cooking and cleaning, like he said, he's never seen in the past 20 years. So,
you gotta invite her to come
folks,
to the house.
If you want your wives to cook and clean like you've never seen, send them to see us.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664.
Actually, Daoud, in his testimony, did not mention his problems stem from childhood. He was getting into a forced marriage, and from then on he held all the grudges, and that was in the previous testimonies, and it's amazing. One of my patients heard him 9 years ago.
She and recognized his voice.
Yeah, and then they met in the elevator coming to see the new patient, and she said, "I heard you before 9 years ago," and he couldn't believe that. You know, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything actually stems from emotional trauma or physical, as you saw from our first case with Jacob. I mean, those are what causes blockages in your meridians. So all we
more
do is,
emotion than physical trauma.
Shall we get to our first guest?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Lynn. Welcome, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. You sound wonderful.
Oh, I feel great.
Great. So Lynn and her husband came back for treatment yesterday, and actually your husband hasn't been to see us for about a year. So tell us a little bit about your experience and how he's doing, how you're doing.
Well, like I just said, every time we go, it's like we've been on a little vacation. We come back, we feel great.
Fantastic, you know? Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, we just got home, and we just decided that it was so wonderful that, you know, we had to keep going.
Yes.
So now you guys were on vacation. You went traveling for a while, and then so tell us a little bit with Mike. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He
what was his problem? Summarize the problem.
Like you told Dr. Elaine, he went back to Michigan and he started having chills. Mm-hmm. And he said, I was raised in a cold climate. I never had chills before in my life. I don't know what that was all about. So that was what he, Dr. Elaine addressed.
And then back pain, no more back pain in his back?
He didn't mention that to me. He talks to you more than me.
So his energy is better then, I'm assuming.
Yeah. He's doing great.
Yeah. Now tell us a little bit about you. I know you were having some issues with your hip and the and emotional issues and things like that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my hip is much, much better. I would say I'm almost ready to start exercising again. I was to the point where I was just limping around.
Mm-hmm. So give us a summary of how it was before. How long had you had the hip problem?
Quite a while, actually. You know, back in March, I got a free session with a trainer at my gym, and I went there and he put me on these machines, and that was the end of it. I mean, I did this dumb exercise for your hips that just undid everything.
Okay.
So that made it worse, and now I've just been working to get back, you know, on some kind of even keel.
Okay.
And I'm just about there.
Okay, and then what about your neck and your shoulder?
My neck and my shoulder have loosened up a lot. I can actually turn my head today. But here's the thing I really wanted to tell you. Mike mentioned it to Dr. Elaine yesterday. Back in February, I had a breast thermogram. Mm-hmm. You know, with those things, you can tell your digestion, you can tell your lymph drainage, you can tell inflammation, all kinds of stuff. They can, I can't. But so I had one done, and then they recommend that you get another one in 6 months so they can sort of compare it and see where you're at, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So I got my second one in July. Mm-hmm. And when she called me with the results, she was kind of sounded a little confused. And she said, well, gee, I don't know. She said, what have you been doing? And I said, well, I don't know. She said, I have never seen the improvement in a thermogram that I see in yours. I've never seen that. Mm-hmm. And she said, your digestion is better. Your lymph drainage is wonderful. She said, the inflammation is gone. What are you doing?
Wow.
And I said, well, the only thing I can think of is neurobioenergetic.
Say what?
Say what?
And she said, well, what's that? And the only way that I could think of to explain it to her in a simple way, but I said, well, it's a very specialized kind of acupuncture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so she said, well, whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Wow, so it showed that your inflammation was gone?
Yeah, well, it just, you know, if you look at one of those things, blue is a good color.
Uh-huh.
And if you've got yellow or red, that's bad.
Right, that's inflammation. Right,
so everything was really nice and blue, you know.
Basically, it's thermography. It shows the heat.
Right.
The
yeah.
heat comes from circulation that contains the qi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we do. We open up circulation. We open up the qi. The qi is what keep a living person warm. A dead person is cold. You do a thermogram on a dead person. It'd be all red and no heat at all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
how many treatments have you had so far?
How many treatments?
Yeah. How many treatments? Yeah.
She's
been coming back for a while.
Yeah. You've been coming back for about a year now, right?
Oh.
I started about
January,
October, November
of last year.
Of last year, and then I missed a while because we had to go to New Mexico to clean up some stuff about my brother's estate. And then I started again, I think, in February of this year, and I've been coming pretty regularly every 3 weeks since February.
Right.
Okay, that's not a lot. Every three weeks.
Well, because she's a Medicare patient, so
three times every 2 months. Yeah.
But, I mean, I have to commend Lynn. Lynn is a good girl. You really keep to your appointments and come consistently, and I think that's why you've had such a good improvement overall. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
See, even with the Medicare schedule, so many people have improved health. You're right. We have a patient that legally blind. She's not now. She doesn't carry the cane. As you can see, the walk sign across the big street. You can see the time on the clock, you know.
If you could come more often, it's actually even better.
You know, they waste so much money on the drugs.
The government wastes money on things that
Medicare
people don't
drugs,
need.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us emotionally how you're doing, because I think Mike actually notices a big improvement with, because I know, you know, I don't know how to talk about your emotional issues, but just how you handle things.
Much better. I'm much more detached, you know. I mean, I got home last night, and here's this long email from my sister about my dad. Now he has to be in assisted living and all this stuff, and I just kind of sat back and went, well, that's nice.
Ooh.
You know, it's like, I just didn't get involved.
Right, whereas before it would really kind of rile you up, right?
Yes. Oh, I was just destroyed by what happened.
Right. Yeah.
This is accurate.
You know, she went through a betrayal with her sister. Long story short, and so that was very difficult to see things from her. But now it's when you become unattached,
detached. Yeah.
Things you can't control.
Exactly. This is much better, because when you get worried, they get mad, they get angry,
it only blocks your channel,
and you get sick, and you will not be able to handle your problem. Now, this way here, you still empathize, but you know, still care, but it doesn't affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Not like before, normally.
Right. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
I just do the best I can and leave it at that.
Exactly. Right. That's it.
And we do that by just connecting you back to your body, the real Lynn spiritually, back to your body, so that when these things happen, you know, we can't change your situation, but we can change your perception of it and how you deal with it. And that's how we treat the emotional issues.
Yeah. Well, it's made a big difference in my life.
Yeah. I mean, you're like a different person now. I mean, nothing bothers her anymore. It's great. Mm. You know.
No, that's probably actually true. Nothing really bothers me.
Right.
Yeah.
I still have difficult situations to confront, but I just don't get as involved.
Right.
And then you don't get sick. Right. Now you don't get sick easily. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then what about, sleep? How's your sleep doing?
Yeah. Yes. Sleep is much better generally. After I get a treatment, it's great for a while, and then I can feel it. The energy started mm-hmm. getting jagged again, you know.
Okay.
So
that's where the tune-ups come in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as we get older, the channels block. Mm-hmm. Well, wonderful, Lynn. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
Well, I always enjoy talking with you.
We enjoy talking to you, too, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Kent. Welcome, Kent.
Hi, Kent.
Hi, doctors. How are you doing?
We're good. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to share your story with us. Ken is a truck driver, so he really had to park his truck so he could talk to us.
Okay, Ken.
Thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to see us.
Well, I actually was in a bad truck accident about three years ago or so, mm-hmm. and had some injuries that they said were just soft tissue injuries, and don't worry about it, I'll get over it. Well, I didn't get over it. Uh-huh. It actually messed up my shoulders and my wrists and my neck and mm-hmm. all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And from doctor to doctor to doctor, they couldn't figure out what to do.
How many doctors?
I went to three different doctors.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And
were they specialists?
I had MRI. Yes, one of them was a specialist.
Okay.
And they even sent me finally after a couple years to have an MRI done.
Okay.
But they showed that I had a herniated disc in my neck. But, I mean, I'm still, you know, shoulder pain, neck pain, arm pain, just you name it. Go away.
How disabled are you? Were you?
Well, to where lifting my arms, just trying to lift and do everyday things or play ball with my kids. Or what? I couldn't throw a ball. I couldn't do anything. It was just really painful.
But you were you were a bodybuilder. You have muscular people.
Oh, yeah. Right. You were a bodybuilder.
Yes.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes. I did that for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't able to even go in the gym or lift any kind of 2 or 3 pound weights that my wife would lift to work out with because it would be so painful.
Three pounds. That's pretty severe then.
So don't ever get in a fight with your wife. She'll beat you up.
No. I'd be in trouble.
Yes.
Okay. So
you got muscle atrophy.
Atrophy, right, from lack of use, right?
Yes.
A lot of atrophy, yes. In the last 3 years, it's gone down real fast.
Okay.
And that's one thing that really bothers you from my talking to you.
Well, I mean, especially if you're a bodybuilder, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. So, how did you come to see us?
Well, two different ways actually. I've listened to your radio program for, many years actually on KBRT, but I didn't have any problems.
Okay.
But I would listen to the program, mm-hmm. and then I actually didn't remember about you guys. Until I met a friend of mine that I worked with, and he got injured, and he started coming to you. And the minute he said that, he goes, "Why don't you go listen to Dr. Tong?" I said, "I know who you're talking about." And that's all it took.
Uh-huh.
That's all it took, because I'll tell you what, he has seen results himself.
Uh-huh.
How bad was his injury? You got to tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he was in a real bad injury.
Yeah.
He broke his leg.
His
leg
was crushed, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And it's still on the mend. He's got a ways to go. But just then seeing a little bit of improvement on him made me call to make an appointment to come in and see if you could help me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you've had one treatment now. Tell us
what
you've noticed.
Actually, I'm moving my arms right now. the arms are feeling way better. I don't have that severe sharp pain right now. I feel like some of the weakness that I had, because I was a very weak feeling, mm-hmm. In the muscle, and it's actually picked up to where I don't think about it.
Well,
when
yeah.
You don't notice it.
I would be thinking all exactly. I don't notice it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I know I'm in the step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
That's only one treatment.
Right. Yes. Good.
Yeah. You should go and try lift a little more weight. You will be able to lift a lot more. Yeah, the chi, mm-hmm. your life, the energy that the real can in the muscle now,
uh-huh.
you will have good hope of building back all your muscle. I'll tell you this.
If you're already responding this well with one treatment, you'll definitely improve, and it'll continue to improve.
Eventually, you'll get back all your muscle.
And you'll be, because we've had cases like that before.
Yeah, we have people with muscular dystrophy that one leg is half the size, the other one.
Yeah,
and within 4 months, it's the same size.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
So you have any pain right now? Do you have any pain right now?
A little bit in my neck, mm-hmm. but besides that, tell you the honest truth, no. I don't.
Wonderful. That's amazing.
Don't laugh, because I know it works. You're making me a big believer.
So all we talk about is we sound like we are exaggerating. We are not exaggerating. Yeah. We got cases like that all the time.
But Ken, give us, what did the doctors say they could do for you? They just said just live with it, or it would go away or get over it? I mean, they didn't offer anything for you?
Well, they wanted to give me their medicines. Their muscle relaxers and their pain pills and, mm-hmm. Just go for physical therapy. Well, I did all that. Mm-hmm. Nothing helped. Nothing worked.
How long you did physical therapy? It's a waste of time. Let's put it this way.
Okay, well, that I went for months in the beginning. And I just, actually, when you don't see the results, you just give up and forget about it. You just hope it would go away.
Physical therapy will only work if you get our treatment so that you have the ability to do it physical therapy is like a form of exercise and rehabilitation.
Listen, physical therapy is not necessary. You got our treatment.
But no, you still need to strengthen the muscles. I mean,
on very severe cases,
because I do Pilates, which is a form of physical therapy. I mean, I definitely need, I do that more than I get treatment now. So there is a place for it. But if you're blocked, it's not going to work. Definitely not going to work.
That's why.
Well, I don't have time right now to get treatment. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
so
I even had. A back problem years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Tong, yesterday when you were talking to me, I didn't even bring that up to you, and you went right to the spot, right where the problem was, where the muscle would cramp up all the time, and I would just have such a bad time with my lower back.
It's because we treat the whole Kent, we treat the whole body. So he was probably treating your kidneys.
Because we have a pain center. So we got to give you some pain before you leave.
Well, the other thing, too, is you have a history of atrial fibrillation, right, of irregular heartbeat, which is the heart.
Yeah,
and that's why I explained that, when you had your accident, your arms is actually what got affected the most. Because sometimes the back can be affected. But the heart channel is where it runs along your arms. So you already kind of had that weakness in the past. Even though you don't have it anymore, they did do a cardioversion where it got better. But you also said that you were taking calcium, magnesium, which are minerals, alkalinizing minerals to help your heart. So that's why your arms, I feel your arms got affected, because your heart channel was already kind of weak from before.
Yeah. And the kidney weakness affect the heart. You don't have the water to calm the heart
exactly.
fire.
Exactly. And that's why Dr. Tong treated your kidney. But, I mean, he treats your whole body anyway. So.
Exactly.
And it gets right.
Okay, tell.
No, believe me, he did. He treated. There wasn't one part that he didn't treat, and actually, I do feel, it's just unbelievable. It's almost speechless, and just coming in for that first visit, I could see what will happen in the next visit.
Right, right. I mean, so your energy? How's the energy?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've had a today was a long working day, mm-hmm. and it was almost too long, mm-hmm. I should say. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing. I haven't been tired yet.
Wow. Oh.
The back is stronger too, right?
Yes. Yeah. I do feel that.
Okay. Tell the audience, what did I tell you before I gave you the treatment compared to the other people? What did I tell you?
Oh, you told me that you'll be able to turn it around and that that you'll be a whole new person. So,
and I told you actually, that before. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I thought, well, I'll give it a try. I've tried everything else, but this is actually making me a believer.
Great.
Yes, yeah.
So I suggest, you know, anybody should come down and talk to you. Just give you one day.
Exactly. One try.
One try, one day to say, hey, I've tried everything else. Throw that away. Let me try this.
Yeah.
And you'll make them a believer.
Yes. You know, honestly, almost all new patients get better with our first treatment. Not 100%.
Some people get a little worse before they get better, but for the most part, yeah.
Yes.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for
parking
your large truck and taking the time to talk to us. We really appreciate it. And we're so excited that you're doing so well after one treatment. So we will look forward to seeing you next time.
Great.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to come back in.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you're just joining us, you just missed Kent, who's only had one treatment with us. Suffered from a severe car accident 3 years ago, leaving him with severe shoulder, neck, and wrist pain. So much atrophy he can't even lift weights, and he was a bodybuilder in the past. First treatment, he has no pain now, just a little bit in his neck. His energy shot up the roof, and he can move his arms now without pain.
Back is stronger.
Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website's drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.